Greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy. I'm joining you live tonight around the world, live on WWRB 3.185, and we are most certainly glad to have you in here aboard with us tonight, and we've got a great program for you. We're going to get right into the message. This is part two of the sacredness of numbers. Ladies and gentlemen, if you really take a look at the numerology, the key to the inner self, it's really soul food, that the number systems of your own mind, you are made in the image of our Heavenly Father. Yahweh is the Spirit, and 33 is the most influential of all numbers. We're going to deal again with part two where we left off. And we were talking about, if you will, the three double-digit numbers that are rooted in the single-digit numbers required special emphasis and attention. And these are 11, 22, and 33. These are the master numbers because they possess more potential than any other numbers. They are highly charged, difficult to handle, and require time. Their maturity and great efforts to integrate into one's personality. So if you're trying to grow up as a calf in the stall, 33 is the most influential of all the numbers. 11 is the most intuitive, and 22 is the most powerful. There are 22 words in the Hebrew language, and that's not by chance, ladies and gentlemen. That was designed by our Heavenly Father. And the master numbers, again, like the master numbers 11, 22, and 33, represent a triangle. And another way to look at it would be a triangle of enlightenment. So we hope and trust that we can give you the core numbers of the master numbers, which is indeed the numbers of 11 and the numbers, if you will, of 22 and 20 or 33. 11, 22, and 33. Now, if we was to go back and look at all the influence that time and numbers have had on the effects of the Bible, that's what we want to concentrate on. And we want to look at we left off in part one. Where we were at the Roswell 1947 event that men of great integrity, Air Force officers, military officers, and locals of the Roswell area told the story of a disc crashing in 1947. And ladies and gentlemen, that began the year that these strange craft were seen flying in the heavens, started in 1947, and have increased dramatically. And are we being sent warning signals that the ancients are about to return to planet Earth? Well, that's what we're going to talk about, and we truly believe that they are, and we're going to give you the reasons why. The Roswell event incorporates numbers of the Earth's dimensions and the orientation in space. Now, think about that. These numbers interact with each other in patterns similar to those known to exist in occult ritual magic. Well, you know, we talked about the Book of Enoch, and Enoch, he sort of let the cat out of the bag about these guys. He He said they were highly trained in ritualistic magic and well, what we call black magic, the art of black magic. They taught potions, herbal packages, and things of this nature to the Earthlings, and then they taught them how to perform feats that were greatly almost impossible for mortal man. But they did these wonderful things, and these occult magic centers around the world. It is amazing what we've got going on. Did you know, and possibly you do, if you've studied with Pastor Buddy long enough, you've heard me say many times, that the elite, the rich, the powerful, the nobles of the earth, these are the ones that are chosen by Satan, the Luciferians, to carry out his plan upon the earth. Now, this plan is being exacted right now as we speak through the value of a number. And though the value of numbers change with placement of the decimal point, the magical form of the number remains the same. Now, I want you to remember that's very important for you. Numbers that display these characteristics are commonly sent and seen in the practice of theurgy or numerology. Theurgy describes the practice of rituals, sometimes seen as magical in nature, performed with the intention of invoking the action of God or other personified supernatural power, especially with the goal of uniting with the divine. And this patterned interaction of numbers is especially notable in the message at Roswell, New Mexico. It displays the number 19.47. 19.47 has the same magical form as the year in which the crash happened, which would be 1947, the year that the event occurred. To explain this just a little bit further, 19.47 is almost within two decimal points of 19.5. And 19.5 is a universal number signifying the meeting of the tetrahedron into or with a sphere. In other words, if you take a circle and you formulate it in its origination of 19.5, and ladies and gentlemen, we have incorporated this into our heavenly circle of altar building. The altar is in a circle, and it's based on the principle of 19.5, which is a universal number. It's a mathematical number that is well known in these wise ones. And so if the enemy knows this, and you don't know it, they're ahead of you, and to be ahead of you, they're way ahead of the curve, and they always have been, because they've enslaved us. And ladies and gentlemen, the very thing that enslaves us is what you have to use to unslave yourself from this untoward generation. So if we look at the four-sided tetrahedron, that it will touch north or south of the equator. And if the fourth point is anchored at the pole of a rotating sphere, if the number 19.47 was discovered in an extraterrestrial radio signal, scientists would have proof that the broadcasters understand the advanced platonic geometry as well as the, as we've later shown here, the Roswell message numerologically interconnects 19.47 with the date, with the latitude, and the longitude, and the distance from the equator of the impact event itself. So all these things are astronomically and mathematically correct, and somebody had this advanced knowledge that sent this ship, and I do believe that this ship was piloted by androids, artificial intelligence that's been manufactured by these mighty ones to really throw us a curve when we look at the beings from outer space as being some kind of strange creature that exists outside our system, when in actuality, it is the progenitors, the fallen angels, who were made in the image of the Creator, and you yourself, being a little lower than the angels, was also created in an image. So you bear the image of these ones, these mighty ones, these wise ones, in this case the fallen ones, who are working feverishly, I believe, to reestablish their contact with man as they had in Genesis chapter 6. Now again, I said that Genesis chapter 6 illustrates the fact that the sons of Yah, sons of Elohim, that they came down and mated and had offspring with the daughters of men. Enoch goes on to tell you that these giants, these Nephilim, these sons of the offspring of the sons of Yah and the daughters of man, that they produced literally giants, and that they were so tall. It's almost embarrassing to tell you how tall that the book of Enoch declares these beings to be. But they were giants, enormous giants, and they had such ferocious appetites that they literally, they cannibalized the whole earth. I mean, they literally ate their way through. So, you know, you may just be on the list as food on the food chain for these beings if they're cannibalistic in their nature. And the book of Enoch describes them as they were, that they were cannibalistic. Now, by doing this, they crave blood. Blood is the plasma of life itself. And to regain, and this is why that I believe that they became cannibals. Now, the word cannibal is associated with Cain and Abel. Cannibal. Cain and Abel. If you join those two and just think just a minute, that the word cannibal came from that. And Genghis Khan, or that's a code to throw you offline. Genghis Khan, the hordes of Genghis Khan in the Asiatic regions of the world, they were notorious for not only slaying their enemy, but from drinking their blood out of the skulls of their slain enemy. And so these were barbaric cannibals. And it's happened before. It's no great thing that you can get to addicted to blood. Did you know that blood is one of the most addictive substance that is on the earth? And that there may be, now let me advance this theory to you. And this is just a theory in principle, but I think it's Bible related. Where that the mighty ones who were cursed. Remember, Yahweh put a curse upon these beings that came down and mated with the daughters of men. There was a curse put on them. Now, could it possibly be a genetic curse? And that the only thing that would feed this genetic curse would be the lust for blood. Did Cain literally slay Abel and drink his blood? And that's a question that some would think is very repugnant for the fact. I mean, if you think in slaying, we think that Cain just walked up and clubbed Abel in the head and he fell over and he left him laying. I do believe that Cain literally had a plan, and this is the plan, and I believe that it's biblically related, that Cain understood that the blood of Abel, compared to his own blood, was righteous. And that in trying to kill Cain, the reason he killed him was he wanted his blood. He desired his blood. Remember, again, I said, life is in the blood, and Cain had enough wisdom to know. And once he drank his blood, it became a pattern and a ritualistic act thereafter, because the murdering ability of Cain is noted in the Gospel of St. John, chapter 8, when the Messiah said himself that Cain was a murderer. Now, a murderer for what? Or for what reason would you want to murder? It's either for power or for social structure, or for the lust of the blood. Now, it's recorded in the book of Luke, in chapter 13 of all places now, and we're on the master numbers here, and one of the occult numbers for the Illuminati is 13. Well, in the 13th chapter, in Luke Gospel, verse 1. It tells about the Edomites. These are the Edomites, known as Jews, but they're not. They're liars. They're not. They're mixed breed. They're Norki, if you will. And the Bible would tell you that they killed the Galileans. Now, we know that the Galileans was the northern house of Israel, and that it specifically mentions that they killed Galileans, and that they mixed the blood of the Galileans. Now, listen to this now. Because they were fixing the meat at their sacrifices. In other words, when they ate, they would mix and sprinkle the blood of the Galileans upon the meat. Somehow they had a lust and a desire for it, and maybe it was for the congealed light blood in the Galileans that they favored. And we know that there's blood cults around the earth today, and we have thousands and thousands of Aryan children that disappear in these blood cult rituals every year. There is innumerable numbers of these children and adults also that they're used in these ritualistic cults where they literally sexually pervert them and sodomize them, and other things that we could mention, and it's almost too barbaric and too embarrassing to talk about. But however, we bear record that the book of Psalms said they ate the dead and drank their blood. David realized that. It was these ancient descendants of Cain. Cain has got a bloodline. It goes back to him himself, who was cannibalizing the body of Abel, drinking his blood. And when he returned back to Yahweh, he sought favor. He said, "Now what do you think about me? Have I got the right blood now?" And he would literally drink the blood of Abel's body and reappeared to Yahweh. And the first thing Yahweh asked him, he said, "Where's your brother?" Ladies and gentlemen, be sure your sins find you out. There is reasons that the mighty ones are returning. Now notice this. To further explain the 19.5, which is a universal number, and I say we base our circle, our building altars, on a 19.5 ratio. And in this, you have the tetrahedron that is placed within that circle. Now this is a sacred number. To explain further, 19.47 or 19.5 is a universal number signifying the meeting of a tetrahedron within a sphere. The latitude of 19.47 is where three points of the four-sided tetrahedron touch north or south of the equator, and if the fourth point is anchored at the pole of a rotating sphere, if the number 1947 was discovered in an extraterrestrial radio signal, it would say, then we know, or scientists would know, right away that we are being contacted with intelligent beings from space. And this is why that we believe that the Roswell incident, which determines the date, the latitude, and the longitude, and the distance from the equator, some wise intelligence in the space, and we know that the devil was banished to somewhere in the deep. The Bible says that the devil was cast out into the deep. Now the deep is relating to space. So somewhere right now at this very moment, heading toward planet Earth, is a wayward planet. And some talk about it as Planet X, at the point of crossing. And we've talked about in 2012, we'll have the exact target date of the heavenly cross, where X marks the spot, in other words, in 2012, when we have the planet of the crossing. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in for major, major learning. And the Bible says if we can't adapt You know, we're going through what is known in science as the photon belt. Now, this photon belt is encoding, as it imprints the molecules that race through space at the speed of light. These are impacting your body and your brain. And if you are a receptor, then you can be enhanced to up your vibration level to where that your third eye can be open through vibration. And we're talking about dimensional vibrations here. And if the wicked, who are not geared to mount up to this vibrational frequency, then that would create a friction within their own bodies, and therefore you would have what is called a flesh and blood meltdown. A flesh and blood meltdown regarding the things that the spirit is trying to tell you. Peter talked about it, and the elements that he said would melt with fervent heat. And how could that happen unless there's a frictional increase to the resistors? Now, if you're a resistor and not an acceptor, in other words, if you're geared up before the foundation of the world to accept this dimensional shift and the coming age of 20 and 12, and this is what I believe that our government and the intelligent beings that are in control behind the scenes, that they're running this thing, they're gathering the kings of the earth to fight against, and I believe that the chemtrails that they're spraying today is nothing more than a feeble attempt to slow down the rotation of this dimensional span. And somehow that they can put, because, ladies and gentlemen, this is a worldwide, for some strange reason, and some people think it's just to make people sick. Well, ladies and gentlemen, me and a brother from Michigan was talking today, and we were talking about the effects of the body, the GMO foods, and the things that are being engineered, cross-engineered, and pollinated with GMOs. Matter of fact, they put the swine's gene into a tomato. You may be having a bacon and tomato sandwich, and literally, you're getting not only the bacon swine, but you're getting the swine genes in the tomato. And it's unreal. It's unnatural. And why are they doing this? Trying to slow down a species that's up on Earth that was actually crowned to be princes from the foundation of the world. You see, ladies and gentlemen, you are more than a man if you are Yahweh's children. And remember that you are a stranger and a pilgrim here. You don't function on a 7.4 scale, which is normal, 7.4 to 8. And that's the normal vibration. It's been that way, and all of the instruments that the government has been set to that standard. Then all of a sudden, the earth has gone like, it's gone wild. The vibrational frequencies has increased. And we're almost at the point of aware that the poles would have to shift if we encounter much more vibration. Because at 13.0, and that's another occult number, and yet it's incorporated into the actual scientific facts, that they say that the poles will automatically shift. Now, it may be a geographical shift, that the earth poles would flip and continents would go sliding. The five continents would slide and rearrange itself. And, of course, you know what that's going to bring. That's going to bring instant power failures. All the dams will burst. All of man's feeble attempt to harness the powers of the heavens and the earth could be dashed in a moment just by a simple pole shift. And our scientists tell us that we've had them before. So it's not anything that's rare. They're well aware of the possibilities. And what if Yahweh would incorporate, just in this time of 20 and 12, a shift of consciousness, a shift of knowledge? Did you know that the Bible said in the last days that knowledge will greatly increase? Now, when we're talking about knowledge increase, we're talking about both the good and the bad. And so then, it depends on what frequency that you're on. If you're tuned into heaven, or if you're tuned in through the, what we call the single eye, which is the pineal gland, where Yahweh can penetrate these dimensional shifts, are opening, we believe, the shutter of the third eye. And the Bible said, if the eye be single, the body's full of light. But if those two eyes that see, hear, taste, smell, and feel, if they're in motion, and they're your principal source of knowing things, you would have to see things before you could know it. You'd have to experience them. But faith is the evidence of things not seen. And here we're entering into the photon belt. We're going through, and science tells us there's something strange going on. Something is unprecedented. And we're in a major change. Now, returning to the assertion that the Earth's dimensions and orientation in space are incorporated into the Roswell event, the Earth is 21,600 nautical miles around. This measurement is based on the ratio of 360 times 60, first used by the Phoenicians and still in use today by modern, listen to this, by modern ocean and flight navigations. Now, did you know that it was first used by the Phoenicians? These mathematical figures incorporated. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to do the third segment, and we're hoping to have time to get into the pyramid and its measurements and its impact on the mathematical scale. Somebody knew the art of producing pi, which we discussed in part one. It's incorporated into this ratio. And so these master key numbers by the ancients and by the wise ones, and you know Satan knows all about this, as far as the Earth's orientation in space, the number 6480 is that exactly now. Now, this is one-fourth of the 25,920 years that it takes Earth to complete one circuit through the signs of the zodiac, which in the Hebrew, the word is Maseroth. And when people talk about zodiac, they think it's your witchcraft, because we've been indoctrinated, instead of trying to learn science and to learn mathematics and to learn the knowledge and to look up into the heavens and to study the star systems and the positions of them, we reserve that to the scientists and other people, and us dumb Christians sit leg locked on our 10 fingers and just fumbling around for a place to get comfortable on the benches as we wear the benches out. We need to study. We need to pray. We need to search the scriptures daily. And the Bible is full of examples. And the constellations are mentioned by Yahweh himself. And the word Maseroth is in the Bible, which in the Greek terms is zodiac. Why would Yahweh speak about a zodiac? That it would be important, and that these physical locations in the heavens of these signs, and we talked about Draco the dragon in our past series here just last week, that it's positioned in the north. It actually is the hindrance of the gate to heaven, because Yahweh dwells in the thick darkness of the north. And so everything in the magnetic currents and everything else, the flow is toward the north. Your attention is directed toward the north. In the heavenly circle of the altar, your attention is directed to the north. Why? Why are these? Are these just customs? Are they rituals that were incorporated without any meaning and purpose? Well, we think they had great purpose. And so it is that 6,480 is exactly one-fourth of the total 25,920 years that it takes at Earth to complete one. Now listen, one, the circuit through the signs of the zodiac. Did you know right now that we're coming up to the 11th sun, and or the 11th sign, and we're speeding around the cycle here, and in the age of Aquarius. Now remember, Joseph is the 11th son from the 12 sons. He's the 11th one. And to him went the birthright. Are we poised to, in the age of the sign of Aquarius, which was Joseph's sign? He was the water bearer. He is depicted in the heavens in the picture torographs that are written into the heavens. Joseph is listed as the water bearer, meaning that nothing lives without water. And water is one of the most amazing things still the greatest mystery. And did you know that water freezes at, or it actually, when it's at its point of melting, it melts at, or freezes at 33 degrees, and it melts at that 33rd degree element that we invoke into the sacredness of signs. And so there's a lot of things that's incorporated into the number 33 that we're not aware of, and we're going to get to that just in a moment. But first of all, I want to go through the precession of the equinox, which is 25,920 years it takes Earth to complete one circuit through the signs of the zodiac. This particular number of years, 648, is unique because it marks the duration between a series of global cataclysms and left in Earth's historic and geological record. In other words, these cataclysms that we are talking about here is when we consider the connection of the aforementioned numbers with the event at Roswell, 19.47, the number suggested by the year of the Roswell crash, 1947, and the universal number signifying the meeting of a tetrahedron with a spear, appears in relationship with 21,600, the Earth's circumference. 6.480, one-fourth of the total years it takes Earth to complete one circuit through the signs of the zodiac, and the duration between historic global cataclysms, and 33.33, the latitude point, again, of Mount Hermon, where the prophet Enoch said that the mighty ones ascended down to Mount Hermon. Well, 33.33 is the relationship that is positioned to 2012. And ladies and gentlemen, this is the boiling point of water because zero has no value. So if you take out the zero of 20 and 12, you have 212, which is the boiling point of this magnificent mystery on Earth, which is water. Remember, it was water that destroyed the Earth. And it was water that saved the Earth. Well, with the combination of water and fire, fire is going to be the destroying factor in the second event, as it was in the days of Noah. Destroyed the water, it saved the righteous, and it is the same scenario. In the last days, we'll be destroyed by fire. The earth is going to melt. Now, how do we do that? Well, it's very easy for dimensional shifts. If the vibration intensifies, and then everything that's not geared to this dimensional shift that I've talked about, if you're not one of the chosen ones, then you could literally melt down into a composite of chemicals. You could just be a little pile of ash laid somewhere, and then be ashes for the righteous feet to come back later on. You could be fertilizer for the ground if you're the wicked. And that's basically what the wicked are made for. They're made to be destroyed. It's that simple. And yet they rule and they reign and they have the authority, and they rule over us with a rod of iron. Now, how could they do that? Because Satan loves evil. And he gave the people that loved evil, he gave them the power to rule over the sons of men until... Now, the Bible says that there is a time when this Babylonian system of evil, and if you look at the occult factors that's factored in here, they're just about as smart as it comes when they use these numbers to enslave. And so the righteous need to know the system, how to break through the bondage of the numerical system that they've got you enslaved in. So what they've done, they've incorporated the earth in a circle of a band of deceit and deception and blindness, which is mentioned in the book of Romans chapter 11 and verse 23 and 24. Blindness. Now, blindness to who? Blindness to Israel. Why would he seek to blind and to deceive the elect? Well, the Bible says he has that power to do so. You know, he started deceiving in the garden, and he ain't quit. He's still on his job. He's working overtime, and he's using the governments of the earth right now and the technology that they've got and advanced technology. Ladies and gentlemen, you're only seeing one small fraction of the technology that the government has in their possession. they can control weather. You say, oh, nobody but God can do that, Pastor Betty. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you remember, the great hurricane that came down onto our coast down in Louisiana and actually came ashore in New Orleans, we're still suffering the immense consequences of that hurricane. And it looked like that eye was directed either by the hand of Yahweh or by the hand of Satan. Does these governments, do they have technology to bring down fire out of heaven? Well, the Bible says they do. Well, was it literally meaning like a liquid fire? Or was it talking about the fire of the consequences or the damage that they can invoke? It's strange that in China, when China wasn't playing the game with the other nations, that suddenly they were victimized by large earthquakes. And then suddenly they got the message, and it seems like that the earthquakes have subsided in that area simply because they agreed to keep the dollar as their functioning money. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there is a power on earth, and they control all of the money, not only here in America, and America is the queen. It's the hotbed of occult workings. These mighty ones, these reptilians that we talked about, they have worked overtime to deceive the very elect by using the defined numbers of 21600, which is /33.3. You have an astronomical number here, and 648.0648064 divided by 1947 produces a modification of, get it, 33.33. Now, isn't that amazing? All these astronomical numbers, when brought down to the master key number of 33.33. 33.28 is the exact latitude of the Roswell crash site. 33.28 multiplied by pi, which is 3.1 14 59 26 53 589, results in a longitude of 104.56. 104.56 is the exact longitude of the Roswell crash site. Somebody's playing this thing by the numbers. You talk about playing the lottery. These ancients, they knew how to do it. And thus using the above defined numbers of 21600.33.33 and 6480 and 1947 in relationship with each other, pinpoints the exact coordinates of the disk impact site near Roswell, New Mexico. That's amazing. I find that intriguing. Additionally, the number 20 and 12, which is the predicted year of the heavenly beings' return. Now, we give you evidence in part one that these heavenly beings that came to earth, they were removed from earth, but they left evidence that they were going to return, and return they will. The number 2012, the predicted year of the heavenly beings, can be calculated with a form of the number of the exact Roswell crash site latitude, 33.28 degrees, and a form of the number of the year of the Roswell event itself, which would have been 1947, which is exactly the year. Did you know that this relationship to 1947, when a UFO crashed out there, that it was published in the paper, then the government quickly retracted it, retrieved the disc, took it to Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, and many witnesses have testified to even the crane operator that hosted it, this vehicle onto the truck, and they tarped it and moved it out. He testified before he died that he loaded it. And it was a strange craft with strange markings and identification. And here are the coordinates. Ladies and gentlemen, the coordinates to this is 104.56, the exact longitude of the Roswell crash site, and 33.28 multiplied by pi results in that longitude. Somebody knew, the ancients knew this, And 19.47 times 3.8 equals 6480. Between July 1947, listen to this now, between July 1947 and March 2012, there are exactly 64.80 years. 19.47 times 3.8 is exactly 6480, and that's the exact date that takes you from July 1947 to March 2012, are 64.80 years. This is not a coincidence, ladies and gentlemen. This is significant that the United States recovered the debris and alien bodies of the Roswell crash on the 4th of July. Oh, now, wait a minute. The 4th of July? The very day that we're celebrating our liberty? And they sent a message that we are still enslaved to them? That these mighty ones, these fallen ones, they sent it on the 4th of July, 1947. America itself was founded on the same date in 1776. This year was chosen by the occult elite behind the formation of America for a special reason. This reason being that 888 is the sum of the letters in Greek of the name of the Messiah. Each Greek letter represents a number. A second Messiah, 888, plus the first Messiah, 888, equals 1776, America's founding date. 1776 is a number representing a second Messiah, or the King of the New World Order, and it symbolizes the event of a God-man on earth. According to the Illuminati elite, as the first Messiah came to establish the kingdom of heaven, the second illuminated Messiah will establish a new world order upon the earth. Concerning this Messiah, Manly P. Hall, the occult figure of the past, says the outcome of the secret destiny is a new world order ruled by a king with supernatural powers. This king was descended of a divine race. That is, he belonged to the order of the Illuminati. For those who came to state of wisdom then belongs to a family of heroes and perfect men. And he wrote this in The Secret Destiny on page 26. Furthermore, 1776 is related to the latitude of the year of the Roswell event. Now get this. 1776 is related to the latitude and the year of the Roswell event. In calculating this connection, one must keep in mind that the average number of days in a year for a century is 364.864. This is slightly less than 365 because it includes the leap years that have an extra day. This figure is produced when the quarter of a precession, 6.480, is divided into by a form of the founding year of 1776 of America. The decimal point is moved two spaces to the left, and you have the identical figure of 17 and 76. Now, 6.480 times 17.76 equals 6,364.864.648, which is 3.64864648 times 1776 equals the Roswell event of the latitude, which equals 19.4.7. Likewise, the Roswell event longitude is also related to a Mercury's birth year of 17.76, and here's a case. 17.76 equals 104.0056. This is the exact longitude of the Roswell crash site, which is 104.56 degrees. America has existed from the beginning as an intellectual beacon in the world. It was the first country to achieve superpower status, moving mankind into space and the nuclear age. It is the country that continues to shape the political and the economic climate. Can you figure why? Because the country where the year, this is, and it is the country where the year 2012, as it occurs on our modern calendar, appears to have been, through the Roswell event, supernaturally communicated and chosen to humanity as being the date marking the return of the sons of God to form a new world order led by this unearthly, powerful ruler. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you, but it makes me think that the time of the heavens is at hand, that Satan is going to be loosed out of his prison. And the way that that's going to happen is the loosening of the fourth dimension where Satan and his angels dwell, and this dimensional existence upon the planet, and the ancients called it Nibiru, and we taught on this in our series of 20 and 12, that the planet Nibiru is coming back into our solar system very soon. With 20 and 12, with the photon belt unfolding, and opening up the dimensions, bring in through this stargate Satan and his angels to come back within striking distance of the Earth, where that they can man their starships and move over to Earth quite easily. Just like now, we are taking little feeble steps back to the Moon. We're promised by 2020, I believe it is, we're going back to the Moon. Well, did we ever go there to start with? There's some question that we never did even leave planet Earth, that this was filmed and superimposed upon film to make the America the leading nation through their technology, that we had the power to go to the Moon 40 years ago. Well, we never returned, but we have sent manned missions to the Moon. We have sent a manned mission, or unmanned, rather, to Mars. And now we're reaching for the stars, but we're actually doing this, and we know that in the last days, when knowledge increases and man's running to and fro, now not only on Earth, but throughout the heavens, we're searching. What are we searching for, ladies and gentlemen? We're searching for extraterrestrial powers, or beings, our ancestors, our progenitors. Isn't it ironic that Satan is going to come back and claim that we are genetically connected to him and to the fallen angels, and yet they're not going to be up here fallen. They're going to appear as the angels of God. The Bible says, Paul wrote about this, that they're going to come back in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, that Satan is coming to the earth with his angels, and he's going to set up shop. The first thing they're going to do is build him a temple. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, ain't they already doing this? Aren't the world powers convinced that it's time for the second Messiah, and this one's going to be the bad guy? The good guy came, they killed him. Now the bad guy's coming, and they're going to love him. They're going to eat out of his hand, and he's going to deceive the very elect. He's going to set in the temple, showing himself that he's God, and he's going to convince everybody. And actually, the Christians are believing that they're going to get a rapture. They're going to get a capture. Instead of a rapture, it's going to be a capture. But it's going to be so subtle that they're going to be eating out of his hands, thinking that they're doing God a service when they actually come hunting down the righteous. If you read the book of Daniel, in chapter 11 and chapter 12, you could see that Pastor Buddy is right on the money with this great time of trouble that is positioned for the sons of Yah. That's the house of Israel. These are the righteous seed that Yahweh chose from the foundation of the world. And just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they survived the fire. You can survive the fire if you've got Yahweh. Now, let me tell you how to get him. As you've got my message here tonight, ladies and gentlemen, you can get him by repenting. And you can get him by looking up. You can get him by accepting the facts that Satan is coming soon to this planet. A real being, not no figment, not no earthly being. This is going to be a supernatural Messiah, as we have indicated here. That is a supernatural Messiah coming back on the coordinates, the latitude and the longitude of these mathematical geniuses, that they figured out their entry, re-entry, just as Earth scientists have figured out the re-entry of our spacecraft. As they come back into our existence, they have to hit a little window, and it's a very narrow window. And mathematically, they have to set the velocity and the miles. I think it's 21,600 miles that they have to hit this angle, the window, to re-enter our atmosphere. And they have devised braking systems on these huge Thunderbirds, as I call them, these silver eagles that fly through the sky. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Satan has already advanced far beyond man's feeble means of trying to conquer space. And Yahweh himself, in the 64th chapter, or the 68th chapter, of the book of Psalms, it talks about the chariots of Yahweh. Now, ladies and gentlemen, these are the same chariots that came down and set up on the mountain that Moses sat in and visited with these beings are not from this world. Yahweh said himself, I am not from this world. I'm from above. So somewhere out there, the good guys and the bad guys are getting ready for 2012. It's the advent of a spiritual awakening, both good and bad. Spiritual evil and spiritual good is coming in 2012. Choose this day who you will serve. Repent today and be baptized in the name of Yahweh for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Now, that's what the Bible said. And the Bible is forever settled in heaven. Nothing can be added to it, and nothing certainly can be taken away. So why do you want to miss heaven? Now, if you stay here, you're going to have to endure, because Satan is coming to make war with the saints. I'm going to say that again. Satan is coming, and he's coming soon. He's coming to make war with the saints, and he's going to dwell here upon earth and rule with a rod of iron, and everyone whose names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life, according to the Bible, will receive the cunning craft and deception of these satanic powers that have turned so righteous. You see, the devil is not evil. The devil is good. But he turns to be evil. When he gets you with the good, then he kills you with the evil. And if you want to be a victim of Satan, you need to follow after the plan of the second Messiah. If you want to wait for, now remember, the first Messiah, our Savior, has already come. He offered himself, they evil intrigued him and killed him, and tried to throw him out of this world. They said away with him and give us Barabbas robbers. That's exactly what Satan has devised. When he gives you a choice to serve Yahweh or to serve the devil, it's easy to take the devil. It's hard to serve Yahweh. And so Yahweh's coming in on the second wave. He ain't coming on the first wave. So when we are shocked on the coming days, when we are shocked to know that Satan is going to come to this earth, and when they stand up in the halls of the United Nations, and when they talk about the occasion of this is going to be an announcement, and I think I'm going to go out on a limb by prophesying this, that Satan is going to come in very subtle. And the way he's going to do this, he's going to have man to discover life in space. Man will be given the credit for it, but it'll be Satan and his technology assisting man. Did you know that they're already here working? They're gathering the governments of the earth to fight against the great day of Yahweh. And Satan's going to tell the truth. He's going to tell everybody that not only are he and his angels out there, but there's another evil angel out there. And he's got these other evil angels, and they're going to come back, and they're going to have to fight them. And he wants to employ earthlings to do this. You can call me tonight, area code 423-626-2172. Or you can write me, Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now again, that's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, the zip is 37824 in New Tazewell, Tennessee. Again, you can call me, area code 423-626-2172, Or you can go to our website and download this message. It'll be posted by our webmaster tomorrow, no later than probably tomorrow. That's part two of the sacredness of numbers. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Coming to a neighborhood near you is the Mighty Ones. It's going to drop out of the heavens, and it's going to surprise the whole earth. You want something to reunite the earth? They're setting it up right now for you to totally depend on your government to save you. And they'll have the answers, ladies and gentlemen. But it'll be the answers that will provide death for those who accept it. If you want life, wait on Yahweh. He's coming with his angels to make war against the dragon and his angels. And the Bible said he's coming back in flame and fire, taking vengeance on them that know Yahweh and obey his gospel. Well, I'll see you Friday night. WWRB 3.185, Clear Channel around the world. This is Pastor Buddy. I bid you good night. And Yahweh bless you very richly is my prayer. Did you know that the time has come that men must believe the gospel and repent and turn to Yahweh and put it in one pair of hands? He's coming back, and he's going to have nail prints in those hands, and you're going to see him, and you're going to know him because you've passed from death to life because you love your brother. If you are one of Yahweh's chosen people, and you are going to overcome, just keep the faith, hold on, resist the powers of Satan. He's going to require you to join his system. And if you won't join, you're going to be imprisoned, or you're going to be killed, or maybe both. But let me tell you one thing. In death, you're more than a conqueror, and if you live, it's the Messiah. Hang on to him, trust him, like Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego, and you shall overcome by putting your hands in the hands of a man from Galilee. I'll see you Friday night around the world at 9:30 with Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call. Go to our website, runyahweh.com, and you can get this message and all the messages we got up there downloaded free of charge. Yahweh bless you.